Music is Beautiful was the title of that last track, a set from pianist Kate Wyatt's trio, and the album is called Murmurations. And it's taken us into the final hour of our program today. It's 12:04 Central Time, and around this time, I like to fill you in on what you've really been paying attention to for the last little while.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, I hope you all will stay tuned. There's an hour or so left in this program just all by itself. So what you're listening to is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Well, from Canadian piano trio now, we go back to an album that's not historical in that my historical segments are usually at least 20, 30 years old. This album is only about 8 or 9, but it involves Jack DeJohnette, and the tributes continue to pour in for drummer Jack DeJohnette, who died several weeks ago, and the jazz community mourns the loss of one of the masters. DeJohnette has just been marvelously involved in any number of different projects. I'm going to play two or three tracks from an album that may not be as well known. And it has sort of a quirk to it in that it's called In Movement from about 2016. And it's a trio album that has DeJohnette on drums and Ravi Coltrane on saxophone and Matthew Garrison on bass. Now, there's a generational difference there. The Coltrane and Garrison are of a totally different generation than DeJohnette. But the master leads them, and they are one in this. It's really neat. The other interesting thing is that, obviously, Ravi Coltrane is the son of saxophonist John Coltrane, and Matthew Garrison is the son of Jimmy Garrison, who is bass player in Coltrane's longstanding quartet. So there are a sort of family relationships there as well, if you will. And DeJohnette holds the whole thing together with his rhythmic and leadership abilities. It's a really neat album, actually. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called Blue and Green, which is, of course, the old Miles Davis tune. And listen carefully because it's well hidden, if you will. Following that, Lydia and then Rashid. Three tracks from In Movement from a few years ago from the now sadly deceased Jack DeJohnette. Thank you. drummer Jack DeJohnette there with his trio, with Ravi Coltrane on saxophones and Matthew Garrison on bass from about 2016 or so, I think that came out. And the album is In Movement. And the great DeJohnette. Oh, and by the way, I should have mentioned this at the beginning. If you were listening closely, and he was playing Blue and Green, the first track that I played, and you were hearing a piano, and you're saying, well, wait a minute, who's playing piano there? Keith didn't mention anything about piano. No, I forgot. Actually, Jack DeJohnette does play piano as well as play drums, and on several of the tracks on this album, he indeed is playing piano. That was one of them. My bad. Well, moving on, it's again a different sound here from a new album by alto player John O'Gallagher. Not a household word in a lot of jazz homes, I don't imagine, but this is a very good alto player for sure. And he has with him here some very impressive help. Ben Maunder on guitar, Andrew Cyril on drums, and along with Billy Hart on drums, sort of alternating. And this is a really neat album. Again, one that I had not been particularly knowledgeable of. Well, there's a lot of that going around. But from the album that is called Ancestral, I'm going to play three tracks now from that album with Maunder getting, actually, it's just a great group, period. First track is called Contact, then Tug, and then Profess. Here is alto player John O'Gallagher. Thank you.
Thank you.
saxophonist John O'Gallagher from his album called Ancestral, with two or three tracks there, some great playing, and Ben Maunder on guitar, Andrew Cyril on drums. It's a very fine album, and O'Gallagher, I think, has got our winner here. Some really interesting music there, and I'm enjoying it more with each time I listen. I'm not really trying to rub it in when I say that to you guys out there, but it is an advantage I have in that I get to rehear a bunch of stuff that you only get to hear maybe once. And the advantage of that is that with a lot of jazz, with each listen, you get a little different and wider understanding and appreciation. A program like this is to open a door, but not to open it very far, if I can bend that metaphor a bit. Be that as it may, you get to hear some of the best in the current world of jazz, put it that way. My name is Keith Black, and it's almost the end of my show today, so I'm going to take us out with some music from a duet album with pianist Sylvie Courvoisier, who is getting a lot more airtime in the last few years than she had previously. Classically trained, but with brilliant jazz chops, she's very, very good. And she's teamed up here, as she has been on at least one other occasion, with master trumpeter Wodada Leo Smith, now performing into his 80s, along with a couple of the other folks that are still around with us, thank heaven, in the jazz world, like Charles Lloyd, who has a brand new album out, and Wodada Leo Smith is just still adventuring into the corners of the possibilities of the jazz trumpet. Their album is called Angel Falls, and I'm going to play the title track, which goes about 10 minutes, and then whatever else I can fill in, I will fill in with probably a track called Kairos. So that will be the end of the program today. Thank you for tuning in today. It's starting to slowly move into winter, but it is almost the end of November, so dig out the old boots and the mitts, and there you go. Thanks for tuning in today. Look after yourselves for the next week. I'll be back next week with three more hours from I don't know where. I haven't looked it up yet. I hope you'll come back, too. Always a few surprises along the way. Thanks for checking us out. I'll see you next time. Here's Sylvie Courvoisier on piano and Wodada Leo Smith to take us till 1 o'clock. Bye for now.